بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Today we discuss this particular stanza, وَلَا تُتِعْ مِنْهُمَا خَصْمًا وَلَا حَكَمًا, قصيدة بردة. And we are busy with this stanza, stanza number 25. وَلَا تُتِعْ مِنْهُمَا خَصْمًا وَلَا حَكَمًا فَأَنْتَ تَعْرِفُ كَيْدَ الْخَصْمِ وَالْحَكَمِ. Ya Alama Busayri Rahimullah continues in this chapter of the nafs, and do not obey them both. وَلَا تُتِعْهُمَا خَصْمَ وَلَا حَكَمَ. So previously, it sounds very similar to the previous two stanzas. وَخَالِفِ النَّفْسَ وَالشَّيْطَانَ وَعْسِهِمَا, and oppose yourself and shaitan and disobey them both. And even if they give you وَإِنْهُمَا مَحَّضَاكَ النُّصْحَ فَاتَّهِمِ, and if both of them give you sincere advice, regard it as lies. In this stanza, وَلَا تُتِعْهُمَا وَلَا تُتِعْ مِنْهُمَا خَصْمًا وَلَا حَكَمًا, do not obey them both. And that is the nafs and shaitan, as an enemy as well as a wise person. So there they give you sincere advice or gives you lies, both you're going to disobey. Here similar, as an enemy and as a wise person. So you've got two enemies, the ulama say. It is shaitan and it is your nafs. So how do these two work together? We'll come to that in a moment. First, let's speak on this here. وَلَا تُتِعْ, do not obey. مِنْهُمَا, them both, meaning the nafs and shaitan. خَصْمَوْ, فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ, it comes in the Quran Sharif. All of a sudden, you become an open argumentative. You just want to argue all the time. And you don't mind quarreling. So first you had nothing, and now all of a sudden, you're arguing for every small thing. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about this. If you go to Sahih al-Bukhari, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the munafiqeen. And أربعٌ من كن فيه كان منافقاً خالصاً. A pure munafiq is this, he has these qualities. So it's pure hypocrite. A hypocrite can never be pure, but when you saying this hypocrisy is 100%, you'll say munafiqan khalisa, fully encapsulated in this meaning of nifaq. So whoever has the following four characteristics is a pure munafiq. And whoever has one of the following four characteristics, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِي خَصْلَةٌ مِّنْهُنَّ كَانَتْ فِي خَصْلَةٌ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ. And whoever has one of the four of the following characteristics will have one characteristic of hypocrisy until حَتَّى يَدَعَهَا إِذَا تُمِنَ. So حَتَّى يَدَعَهَا, it stops there. Until he gives it up, he abandons it. So what does this teach us? Because often we say so and so. You've heard Mulana Tariq Jamil is called the Tabligh seniors in when they wanted to have this Ijtima, Mansera Ijtima. He said, you people are filled with nifaq. You people, your hearts are filled with nifaq. And this statement, we've got it with us, alhamdulillah. He mentioned this, you people are filled with nifaq. Why was this here? Because he doesn't follow the usul. If I cannot become angry if I was practicing tablighi fully before, and now due to different tasks and responsibilities, I'm unable to fulfill those tasks and responsibilities. That's the one. Or the other, it is because I'm going against the usul of tablighi. They do not allow me to speak in the ijtima. Can I become angry for this year about this? And they block me off. I cannot become angry because I do not follow this tartib of, and I'm not an active tablighi worker, you will say. So of course, those who are active, they're supposed to speak. So he became angry and he called these people munafiqeen and the rest. It's blown out full on media. So here's the statement here. You can just say,
تمہارے دلوں میں نفاق بھرا ہوا ہے, منافقت بھری ہوئی ہے, نہ قرآن کی سمجھ ہے نہ سیرت کی سمجھ ہے, کیا کر رہے ہو تم لوگ بیٹھے ہوئے.
So this is the statement that is made to the tablighi sinners. You people are, your hearts are filled with nifaq and the rest. Anyway, the statement has to qualify these characteristics. If a Muslim has these characteristics, you won't say he's a full-blown out munafiq. You'll say he's got the characteristic of munafiqeen, of the munafiqeen, a characteristic of nifaq. So this is what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. أَرْبَعٌ مَّنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ كَانَ مُنَافِقًا خَالِصًا. A person who has these four characteristics, he's a munafiq, pure munafiq, proper munafiq. And if a person, وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِّنْهُنَّ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ. A person has one of these qualities of the munafiqeen, then he has a portion of nifaq in him. حَتَّى يَدَعَهَا, until he gives it up also. What are these four qualities? One is إِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. إِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. When he is entrusted, he betrays that trust. خان. This is the meaning. خان. So we're also proud to say, my surname is خان. So I say, my surname is Khan. The Ustad say, but you Khan is ears in Urdu. So why don't you say خان? So now I say خان. But now when I read this hadith, إِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. When he's entrusted, khana means it comes from khiyanat. He is treacherous. When he's entrusted, he acts treacherously. So then I try to say, you know, we make excuses and the rest. But anyway, khana, same spelling, everything. إذا تمنى خانا وإذا حدث كذبا. And when he then speaks, he tells a lie. وإذا حدث كذبا. You know, some people, they say, wallahi, قسم, and some even say قسمتي, like this. So wallahi, this happened, this, and you're like, huh, that you know 100% is not true, but just to keep the people, you know, attached to your discussions and glued in to what you want to say, you say all these strange issues. So we must get away from this. Make sure what we say is truthful. وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. This is the munafiqeen. We must be وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ صَدَقَ. When we speak, we must speak. When he speaks, he must be truthful. That is why Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Quran Sharif, verse 119 of Surah At-Tawbah, O people of Iman, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O people of Iman, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, fear Allah, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and be with the truthful. Truthful, we told you, this means Allah Azza wa Jal has used this quality. Allah Azza wa Jal never said مَعَ الْعُلَمَا, but those, because this year is all encompassing. So when you have this quality of being truthful, you're not going to break any rules, regulations. At all times, you are searching. So where do you find this in history? When you go in the books of history, you'll see these qualities were found in the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That is why Ma'a Sadiqeen, their title is first when it comes to this. Anbiya alayhi wasalam, that is definite. But from the Ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then you'll see, go first and see the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and how glued in they were in promoting the truth, speaking the truth. Even when they were encouraged, you know, Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he was enticed and he was like been told that, why don't you just now, you know, give up. It was the occasion to speak, you know, the munafiqeen were speaking lies. And they were, seemed like they were getting away. But he made that profound statement. What is the profound statement? I can lie to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today, but Allah azza wa jal will be displeased with me. When Allah is displeased with me, then it's just a matter of time till Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is displeased with me. So yes, I made a mistake. but I'm willing to present myself forward. You know the issue with students and teachers. You know the issues with parents and children. So what is it? What is the core of it? The core of it is this, that teachers must see right and wrong. When wrong is perpetrated, then the student must say, I did wrong. When the teacher has done wrong, he's transgressed the limits, then he should apologize and say he's wrong. Parents as well. That is when our children will come to see that, no, these parents, they're not just out there, because that is sometimes the tendency that we give to our children. Yes, we want the truth for them. Yes, we want what is best for them. But we have to tap into their understanding as well and find out what is the core, what's going through their minds at this particular time. We have to do that at times. So sometimes we act in a manner that we're not supposed to act. But go back, reflect. It's not the end of the world. These things happen. But your nafs tells you, you know what, you did wrong. Now don't hide it. Go to them, be brave enough and tell them, this is where I went wrong and I think this is where you went wrong. Or if you are fully wrong, admit it and say, this is where I went fully wrong. If they are wrong, fully wrong, then you admit. Same with employer, employee. All of this you can apply it in so many relationships, parents, children, wife, husband, and like this, you can apply it in so many issues. Friendships, families, where you are wrong, come out and say, I've made a mistake here. What happens is we tend to cover, and then you become such, you do brutally wrong, evil things to others. And still you cannot come out and say, I've made a mistake. In fact, then you think you're on the right. Allah closes your heart there. Have this mindset of the Anbiya alayhimus salam. Anbiya alayhimus salam, you know very well, they are ma'soom, free from sin. But still, mistakes occurred. And they came out. And what was their response? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ I've oppressed myself. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا We've oppressed ourselves. If you do not forgive us and you do not show us mercy, then لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ We're going to be amongst the losers. And that's not where we want to head to. Someone calls you a loser even today, you feel broken. You're a loser. Hey, look at, he's a loser. But when Quran Sharif, which is the most truthful, authentic, is telling you who are the losers, then you tend to turn a blind eye. Today, so much so, we need to imitate the kuffar when it comes to all their sports and the rest. People are dying as we speak in the Middle East. They are dying, martyred. But yet, doesn't bother us. We still need to turn to football. We still need to turn to all of these things. And get our youth involved in that which absolutely is futile. It's futile. Let's take a few moments. And let's understand things in its perspective. I'm going to open up to you. And I want you to open up your chest and see what is right and what is wrong. So, I'm not going to play you all innocent. In the days of Jahiliyyah, then what happened? The days of Jahiliyyah. We used to watch soccer. And yes, United was the team. Now we're not coming out and bragging about this. But so that you understand well that we're not just pulling out from the back pockets and the rest. This year is something that we share with you so that inshallah, someone somewhere along the line, inshallah, Allah increases or gives us hidayah and gives you hidayah. Both ways, me and you. So anyway, We used to watch and crazy fan of Manchester United. That devil sign till today, I can't believe that he didn't bother me. The devil, you're worshipping, you're supporting the devil. That's what you're doing. At least that much should have told you. And we find this in Qasida Burda. Lama Busairi Rahimullah, you'll see in the stanzas that is to come. He mentions to you, let's go through it. He mentions and he's addressing himself here. This whole you've understood now from where we started. Amin tadakkuri jiranim bidhi salam. Mazajta dam'an. Mazajta dam'an min muqlatim bidami. From there, how did it start off? It started off addressing the nafs. What has caused this? What has caused this soul to become so negligent, oblivious in the stanzas to come, you'll see. Because here we are addressing the nafs. So he says in the stanza, وَلَا تُتِعْ مِنُّمَا خَصْمَ وَلَا حَكَمَا. And do not obey them both, as an enemy or as a wise person. فَأَنْتَ تَعْرِفُ كَيْدَ الْخَصْمِ وَالْحَكَمِ. For you know well the deception of an enemy or a wise person. Person looks wise, he looks prim, proper, everything. But their deception. How many times we got caught like that? You gave money, the rest, and they said they're doing this, and then you get caught up. They happen here in Indonesia, you know, you find the people on the streets and they come across Muslim, everything. After a few days, they did it. Now, they said they needed to go to a certain area and they're going to miss the ticket, the flight, whatever it is. Not flights, they'll use a bus to be more specific and more. So they'll use a bus or whatever it is. After a few days, you still see them walking on the streets. And then you think, but now look how they caught me. You just feel so violated. So anyway, the wise person, the enemy, both. فَأَنْتَ تَعْرِفُ كَيْدَ الْخَصْمِ وَالْحَكَمِ. This here is referring to a wise person. From the stanza that comes following this, Astaghfirullah min qawlin bila amalin. I seek forgiveness from Allah from such speech which is not backed by action. Laqad nasabtu. Then he says, Laqad nasabtu bihi nasla alladhi uqumi. For verily I've attributed through this offspring from a barren woman. Here he's preaching without practicing. He's comparing it to a barren woman who conceives a child. It's like a barren woman conceiving a child. It's so bad that it is like this here. A barren woman conceiving a child. So you say, but one end barren, one side conceiving. This, what are you saying? So exactly this here. I'm preaching to you, but I'm not practicing. This is what Allama Abu Sayri Rahimullah is saying. Astaghfirullah min qawlin bila amalin. Now I said to you, football, soccer. Going back to this, you're worshipping the devil that's there on the t-shirt. And here Allah Azza wa Jal is telling you, stay away from worshipping the devil. There you're supporting the devil, Allah is saying, keep away from the devil. Innahu aduwwum mubeen. Shaitan is an open, clear-cut enemy. And there on your t-shirt, proudly, you wear that. So nonetheless, we used to see as a young child, Manchester United versing this team, that team. And last 2 minutes, they come out and they score 2 goals, 3 goals, 4 goals sometimes and they win the match. Whole match they losing, towards the end they score and they win. You know, this was the practice of. Then you dig deeper and you say, but hey, I'm such a fanatic of the sport. Siamni, Liverpool, the stadiums. Previous match, not so long ago. What happened? How many people died in the name of soccer? So it becomes, you creating a passion. You're creating a passion in the youth for something that the end result is dangerous. We can't do that. We cannot do this. We have to draw the line and say, okay, this is where we're going, that is where you're going. Shaitan, this is your plot, your ploy, your plan. I'm going in this direction, you're going in that direction. It seems wise. But remember, فَأَنْتَ تَعْرِفُ كَيْدَ الْخَصْمِ وَالْحَكَمِ For you know well the deception of an enemy or a wise person. I ask you two questions. Whichever soccer team you are following, supporting, whether it be internationally, whether it be nationally, isn't it strange you in South Africa, but you prefer to watch soccer of England and you support them, the UK, you support them like it is, you don't even have an attachment in terms of place. Right? Some people would say Kaiser, who watches Kaiser Chiefs and the rest besides for the locals? But you're willing to go there, your eyes are raised upon what they are doing, you spend 90 minutes for that, and you do it not with a how much time am I wasting here? How much time is going in this year? When we speak to you for 15, 20 minutes, or Quran Sharif is being recited, we ask you to recite Quran Sharif, then what happens? Now that, you see, that's the whole issue here. It's the nafs. The nafs has not become immune to doing good, but the nafs has become attracted to evil. And we have to break these barriers now. How do we break these barriers? It is by weaning ourselves off the evil, which we've done already. You have known and you've seen it. We've done these stanzas. وَالنَّفْسُكَ تِفْلِي إِن تُحْمِلْهُ شَبَّ عَلَى حُبِّ الرِّضَاعِ وَإِن تَفْتِمْهُ يَنْفَتِمِي The nafs is like a suckling child who, when it is breastfed, it loves suckling. But when you wean it off, it does stop. It does stop. فَصْرِفْ هَوَاهَا وَحَاذِرْ أَن تُوَلِّيَهُ Then stop its inclinations and beware that it does not overpower you. إِنَّ الْهَوَى مَا تَوَلِّي يُسْمِي أَوْ يَسِمِي Verily, surely, lust, whenever it overpowers you, it will kill or maim your character. And deeper it takes you. Soccer. Started off as an innocent kicking of the ball. Started off like this. But today, where is it? To what lens? To what spaces, what limits it's crossed just to get you involved in something that you are watching? Ronaldo, which you preach so much about, Saudi Arabia, impressed by him, took him on. He threatened them and he said, you need to bring in another player because me, one person cannot change a whole team. And other demands, he wants higher set. But why? Bring in these players so that, and the West is too happy because the spotlight can shift and we can create this whole entertainment area in Saudi Arabia. That's what it's all about, entertainment. So you go into the sport and you're attracted to it. You're watching it. You've got the boot. You've got all the rest. And what happens? So much of time goes into this. That child who had no love for sport or soccer is now engaged in soccer. And the soccer now has become his life, his religion, his day, his night, watching, knowing all the soccer players. Come, let's speak. Tell me 11 Sahabi's names and tell me one virtue of each one of them. Can you do this? But tell me about those soccer players which you don't even support those teams. You know all. Because why? Two teams playing one another. So you need to know their weakness. You've analyzed it. You've become an analyst of soccer, a commentator at times when you're in your own circles. So much pride goes into this that even... So I asked you this first question and the next question is regarding pride. And I'm not speaking of pride meaning arrogance. I mean pride LGBTQ. So my first question to you is, when a World Cup is to take place, which Saudi is pushing for so much, 2034, and you know this whole thing. So you become so proud, and we can speak about this because we've been like this. Allah Azza wa Jal guide me, guide you, guide us all. That's what we want. Goodness for the Ummah. So we used to stick the newspaper when the World Cup used to come on the wall. You know, the fixtures are all there. And the other day, this thought process to say that, see, you are supporting. Just take it. Let's take it on paper. You're supporting Brazil. You are supporting your country. You are supporting whoever. You place the fixtures on the wall. And one of the teams that is there is Israel. One of the teams that is there is not Palestine. It is Israel. And you've become so proud on the one side that the Ummah is standing up for Palestine. But you yourself is supporting this World Cup, which is hosting and making sure that Israel is amongst the teams and not Palestine. So they become so much of these gray areas which you cannot answer to. Recently they had a march and women and everything and soccer, not even soccer. This was a march and what happened for Palestine, but then there was Coca-Cola there. Now, you know what I'm saying. You understand very well. I don't need to elaborate on these things. So that's the first question. The second question is, take your major clubs, take World Cup, take previous countries who've hosted the World Cup, Muslim countries, and when they had anything to say about LGBTQ or anything of the sort, we will take it away from you. And this is now. So the country first has to prove, not to Allah Azza wa Jal, that the country is becoming more pious. Now it's becoming the talk of the world, that let's see how we can inculcate. So what? Before we inculcate, we have to now impress those who are the seniors of the World Cup. The seniors, they must come and see that no, we are proactive in silencing LGBTQ, silencing so many things. See, we can have it because now the entertainment sector is boosting and all of this is taking place. So then they say, okay, we'll have the World Cup there by your country now. So you're proving to Shaitan, Manchester United with the devil, or you take it on the broader scale, but you are activating this child, which is so innocent, masoom, to that which is going to take them towards evil. When Islam teaches us, you see this principle comes in the Quran Sharif, do not go close to zina, wala taqrabu zina, do not go close to zina. When you're seeing that female, that activated passions is there, and then it's just a matter of time, whether either you're going to get what you want, or you're going to go home and fulfill your imaginations. You know what I'm speaking about there also. So either one of the two is going to take place, isn't it? Why do you want to take this child into that? You say youth of the north, you say youth of the south, you say youth of the west, you say youth of the east. Whether you are youth of the north, youth of the east, youth of the west, whichever youth, why do you want to take these masoom children? Some are masoom, some are matured. Why do you want to play a role in this, in taking them to that destination? Let's speak facts. So I said to you, we spoke on these issues. We spoke on these issues. We saw these issues. And alhamdulillah, today we can educate you. What is it? Pride. Arrogance. So when you speak of pride, you speak of arrogance. But this pride we're speaking of is LGBTQ. Liverpool, Chelsea, Manchester United, you take these major football teams and go and see what's their stance with pride. LGBTQ, Chelsea has Pride Day. They celebrated, they fought it totally. Manchester United, Liverpool. So this year, you have to always be changing your beliefs to fit in. And you're supporting this. You cannot say, you know what, Shaitan was a good person, so I'll support him because he taught Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu Ayatul Kursi. Can you say that? So that one good thing where he spoke the truth at that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also acknowledged it, he's a liar. But here he spoke the truth. So you say, because of that one thing, now I will support Shaitan. Isn't that something wrong with your nafs, something wrong with your mind, something wrong with your sanity? No, you will never say that. But here you are, you're saying it practically. I support Manchester United. And what do you call Manchester United? Red Devils. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Even if, inshallah, one person, I hope for many, that they just alienate, disintegrate from this whole football vibe and come onto this. Come onto this. Then, alhamdulillah, we're moving forward. We can't. So let's say you support Manchester United, but you say, I'm not supporting the pride part of it, the LGBTQ. Well, then you're not a Manchester United supporter, because when you go on their websites, this is something that they take a lot of pride in. So now you can see the difference. Anyway, facts matters, right? Facts matters. The amount of killing that is taking place, the amount of time that is taking place, is that what Allah Azza wa Jal has created you for? Wal asr, innal insana lafi khus. Allah takes an oath on time, and Allah takes an oath on something to highlight its importance. So when Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is mentioning to you wal asr, then and telling you then innal insana lafi khus, insan is at a total loss. And who are those? Those who bring iman, those who do good actions. All of this encouraging the truth. Yeah, we must encourage the truth. And tell you to abandon all of this, Manchester United and all of this. Let's now say enough is enough. The sport has done us more harm than good. And now we are willing to divorce ourselves from this. Divorce ourselves from this. How is sport going to help you? When you speak of this futility, it can't. So this is what Allama Busairi rahimullah is telling you. Whether the methodology seems to be that which is going against you, or it seems to be wise, as long as it's shaitani backed, you should stay away from it. Because the initial plot and ploy of shaitan is what? Let it seem catchy. Let it seem like it's something that they are going to attach themselves to. So immediately he speaks about this. And then speaks about that, see, I'm warning you, I'm advising you. But I should make istighfar also. That's what he's warning me, the message for me. And message for you is what I told you. There's another angle to this here. And I'll tell you, I told someone this the other day. It wasn't the fact that I became deeni inclined with Allah's fadal. Allah guide us, put us onto the... It wasn't because of that. When we gave up soccer, football. Common sense tells you that this sport, there's so much of betting money that is involved in it. There's so much of money that the pay for the players surrounds much of this year. Yes, they've got to qualify and be active and, you know, jumping around and running up and down and doing skills and the rest. Right? So one is there. But if you see deeper, you watch a 5-day cricket match, 5-day test match, and at the end of the 5 days, there is a draw. What a waste of time. Even if they or someone won, what a waste of time. Even if it's one day, even if it's a waste of time. We were not created to waste time, O Ummah. We were created to constantly do good actions, hasten towards it, compete in this. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ سُرَةُ الْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, after giving you the scenes of Jannah, tells you that it is in this that competitors compete in. So why not compete in that? Now we're competing in kicking a ball. And say, youth of the north. And taking it to pedal and the rest. Pedal has caused this ummah so much of harm. So you are igniting the flame in this child. That one day this child will become a pedal peddler. And he will become so fascinated and such a fanatic that he will now embrace the sport. And many, you know, all these sports, when it comes push to shove, you are most of the time when you're making it to the top. There's no such a thing as religion. In school, there's no such a thing as religion. You can't tell the school about religion. They'll tell you in school there's no religion. There's no religion. That's why it's called secular, because it's separating you from God, whether it is Christianity, the whole idea, and you as a Muslim, because you are in truth, of course, definitely your deen is codified totally. They're going to want to pull you out of this. So we have to stand firm, make a firm stance. What happened to those avenues which are legal and you can engage in? What happened to those avenues? But first comes taqwa. So the money that goes into the sports, it's all cooked up. So you're taking so much of pride for people who do not know you, do not care for you, do not care about your children, nothing, absolutely nothing. You take so much of time in this, getting nothing back in return, just harm upon harm upon harm, right? And that slogan of it's going to help our deen can't work. Because Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran Sharif, verse 149, Surah Ala Imran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, in tuti'u alladhina kafaru, if you obey the kuffar, yaruddukum ala a'qabikum, they will turn you back on your heels, fatanqalibu khasirin, and you will be left as losers. You don't like to lose in your football matches, but loser in this world, in the year after, you willingly say, yes, let's we for it. No. You're not. You're going to make a firm stance now, and you're going to say together, we will break away from this. Inshallah. We will say it, inshallah. Now see, coming to this last portion. Astaghfirullah min qawlin bila amalin. I seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal from such sayings, preachings, which I do not practice upon. This year, having that concern, see Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now we change the whole tone, we change the whole theme. To that personality, that prophet, was when you speak of obedience, this was, who was he? Abul Anbiya, the father of prophets. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. When it came to the idols, when it came to breaking away from his family members, when it came so much, and Allah also granted him so much, leaving a legacy. What do you want? You want to leave a legacy? So you say Maradona, what a legacy he left behind. But then go see his drug side and how much he used to eat and the pizzas and or the drugs and everything. Go and see it. We don't have to be so naive about these things. You know about it. You know exactly. So, this football thing, it gives you that passion to have a role model which is in conflict with your deen. That's one of the things. It gives you this passion to have a role model which is in conflict with the rulings of Sharia, because that role model doesn't abide by it. You sleep, your night and day goes into it. I ask you one question. I'm in this particular field. Of course, there's someone and someone I look up to. Someone and someone that in my, maybe I haven't said it verbally, I haven't said it vocally, I haven't written it down, but in my heart, there's someone which I admire and I say, this person here is quite good. In soccer, you're going to have that. Someone at the top. And that person definitely is not a abiding Muslim, even if he is Muslim. We've heard scholars even making jokes of Salah. You know Salah, what a great ibadah. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was called to the heavens to get this gift of Salah. We speak so profoundly of it, so greatly of it. But today people say there's six Salahs. And you make these silly jokes, and I won't even say the joke because maybe there's one person who laughs for it and it becomes then a means. No. You say there's 6 salahs. Mo salah is one of them. Mo. Who's Mo? Muhammad, you make Mo? So anyway, you create this passion, and that passion leads one to the next. And the end result is brutal. So my urge, my plea to you all, we make istighfar and we tell you that stay away from these things. And I pointed to you a leader and a person who left not a legacy for 50 years, 60 years. Go see Ronaldo. I'm not speaking about this Ronaldo, the old Ronaldo of Brazil. How people and youth used to be such fanatics of him. Ronaldinho and all of this. Yeah, we know when he used to play FIFA on PlayStation and the rest. Whoa, what figures are these? How we... But today, what happens to these people? They get old and they then become... Nobody speaks about them even. But Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam continues. His legacy continues. Isn't that what you want? Everlasting legacy? So make it such. You shift your direction. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, under this verse, in fact, stands, I will quote 2 verses and we'll end. So here we Allama Abu Sayri rahimahullah is mentioning wastaghfir ad-dam'a min 'aynin qadim. Sorry, that was previously. And ya astaghfirullah min qawlin bila 'amalin. I seek forgiveness from Allah from such an action which is bare, from such speech which is bare of actions. See Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, 2 du'as. Wajunubni wa baniya an na'bud al-asnam. O Allah, protect me and my progeny from worshipping idols. Who was this? That personality went to break the idols. Put them to death when it came to speaking. It's totally silenced them. And here on this side, you have people like this kicking, dancing around the ball. There is the truth. There is the haq. He breaks idols. But still, Ya Allah, protect me and my progeny from worshipping idols. See that concern. Myself, yourself. Myself, yourself. That is what tawasaw bil haqqi, what tawasaw bil sabr. Then, what else? The dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. We must make this dua. Establish salah, O youth. And what's the dua? O Allah, make me, Rabbi j'alni muqeem as-salah. Make me one who establishes salah. Wa min durriyati. And my progeny, my sons, my children, they must be those who uphold, they must raise and read salah, perform salah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.